Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dave Kandel online with Blog Talk Radio, bringing you the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us, that we might become his righteousness, his rightness on this earth. But first, we must recognize we have failed the God that we who created us and made us. We have become like people playing with mud pies when we're called to a holiday at the sea. And this is all because of Adam's fault, the first man, who really did us in by disobeying God. And we have become, and through his gene makeup, a replica of the same problem as we were born in this world with the same problem of sin. So we know that Jesus died so that we don't have to have that problem anymore, but we could be born again. And we can become right in God's eyes, and he sees us through the lens of Christ's righteousness because we accept his offer of salvation. And Jesus died, he lived and died and rose again. But when he died, he became all our sin. And this shows that we have faith in him for this, because we accept the fact that it's not just symbolic, but a real reality, and we can accept it as such for our relationship with God, not a religion of trying to put fig leaves on to possibly fix a situation, take guilt away, or take a guilt trip away, but instead have an actual favor with God, or in a relationship, a standing with God, a favor. And this is through peace with God through Jesus Christ. And Jesus died for our sins that we might become his righteousness. Because when Jesus lived his life, it was a pleasing life of the Father. And never did he displease God. And when he died, he took upon himself all our sin, became our sin, and we become the righteousness of God in him, says 2 Corinthians 5:21. And now that we're born again, because when Jesus rose from the dead, he was approved by God, and this is a confirmation that all Jesus did was right, and he is the Lamb of God, the sacrificial atonement for our sins. And we can have that walk with God now because of what Christ has done in this life, preparing for the afterlife when we'll be in heaven and have a body that's renewed that won't need sin anymore. That way we can enjoy God and glorify him forever, as the catechism goes. So we know that we have everything to look forward to. Amen.